All right. Joining us now in studio is someone we just met last week. Her name is Grace. Grace?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, we meet a lot of people after Stars games on the Dallas Stars post-game show. Guilty as charged with the being real famous. That's us.
Hey, girls.
You know, I mean, because we do the show in the hallway there, or the whatever you call it, the concourse of the AAC, and a million people walk by us.
Yeah, you guys have a crowd.
A variety of people will sit down, maybe even throw on the headset at times. We keep a headset sitting there for the player that comes by. But no one has ever caught our eye like Grace here. Grace or Gracie? What do you prefer?
Well, usually when I'm in trouble, it's Grace. So I'll go by Gracie.
Okay, Gracie. Now, Gracie, we noticed her because she seemed to, well, first you noticed she had crutches, or at least crutch, as she worked her way over to the table. And then, commonly, if somebody has crutches, you wonder, wonder why? Sprained ankle? Maybe broken leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And your eyes, which start out, as they always do when you're looking at a girl in the chest area,
yes.
Then you look up to the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, crutches, let's look down. Well, the odd thing was, I guess just unique thing, I don't know about odd, but Grace here, Gracie, had only one leg and still does.
Ooh.
Still not just had last week, but...
right.
Does, yeah.
Apparently, unlike the gecko...
It doesn't grow back.
Yes.
Still waiting.
You got to put that microphone pretty
close
to
your mouth.
Yeah,
get that thing in front of your mouth.
There you go.
Hello,
there you
check
go.
One, two, three.
There you
hello.
Go. There you go.
You've dreamed of saying that.
Yep. And hope to later.
Say hi to Groobs, by the way. There's Groobs.
Hey, Gracie.
Hey, Groobs.
Are you interested in a guy with a beard? Or no, is that not something that you...
Look how little and cute he is.
I'm sweet.
I'm not looking. I'm not...
You're with boyfriend?
You whore.
No.
You should know how rich he is first.
What do you mean?
Yes.
I'm not looking for a relationship.
Isn't that when you find
just a
one,
good
though?
Time.
Isn't that when you usually find love?
That's
when
exactly
you're just
right.
Not looking.
Yeah, when
right.
You're out there on the prowl, it never...
Right.
It never,
when
you have
you're
your
searching
eyes
and you're... When you're desperate, like Groobs...
Right.
You generally... That's
well,
when
then
you
it
don't
wouldn't
find
work,
love.
It wouldn't work for Groobs since he's desperate and looking. You know, he needs to be content and... Not search.
Yeah, Groobs. Be content.
I'm just asking in general. I'm not trying to hook you up and make you go out on a date with him.
Yeah, we don't want that at all. That's
okay.
Not why we're having you on.
Yeah. So Grace has one leg, and she came over to the table and told us the story of why she has one. So are you a huge Stars fan? How have we never met you before? Did you just hear of the ticket? What's your deal? Who are you?
Well, no, usually we stay after like the game, and we just stand in the stands and wait for them to do the peanut butter jelly time song. Well,
I don't know what that is, but go ahead.
Hello, peanut butter jelly time.
Don't know what that is.
Really? Do y'all know what it is?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Groobs?
Yeah.
Those folks.
But I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Don't hate.
Okay, so you go to a lot of Stars games.
I got like 12 games, and they happen to be like the last 12 of the season, and so.
Most important.
You got a 12-game package?
Yeah, you can get like 3, 6, 12, half a season, or like a full.
Okay, and you went the end of the season.
Yeah, that's
for the playoff run.
And so, my friend that I went with, Tyler, he wanted to stop by and see y'all. Y'all were talking to Joe Newendike the first night we stopped by, and they were talking about James. Oh, James Neal. I love him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We were supposed to get married.
He's choked up.
But he doesn't.
Did he know that? Did he know?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
He no longer plays for the Dallas Stars.
I know.
You're very upset about that. So
yes.
You're not interested in Alex Goligoski as much?
Ugh, no.
Why?
Because they traded James for him. I mean, he played good, and I've accepted him now, but...
He's just not hot like Neil, huh?
I haven't actually...
Have you ever watched The Wire? Neil looks just like Nikki Sabatka.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The Wire.
We're interviewing Gracie... One-legged Stars fan. Why are you one-legged? How about that?
I was in an accident at my grandparents' farm.
Let's describe this accident, okay?
I was actually bit by one of the donkeys in the stomach, and he caused a blood clot, or tore the lower left aorta, blood clot from going to my left leg. So my left leg didn't get any blood, and doctors had to amputate.
Now, when did this happen? How old?
It, like, shriveled up or something?
I don't think so. I mean, like, the wicked, like, on The Wizard of Oz.
How well, I don't know. You stopped the blood flow, and then...
I don't remember.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was five.
5 years old, okay.
Yeah, I just, or about to turn five.
So you have, as I recall being five, you don't remember much, but you have some conscious memories of some things, like I can remember significant days in my life when I got my first bike and things like that. I would guess that this is a significant day in your life, being bitten by a donkey.
I remember what
in the stomach.
I've been told.
Okay, so you really don't remember the answer at all.
You kind of blocked it out.
Yeah, my you know, brain.
Trauma.
Yeah, does that for, you know.
It helps you cope, helps you deal with.
Yeah.
Now, were you out there with the animals before and this?
Yeah,
was
we
just...
had grown up with them.
Okay.
And... We'd have birthday parties with them and, you know, we'd ride the donkeys. Judge and Jenny, you know, they were.
Did this donkey get put down because it bit you?
Yes, he had to. Well, because he bit me, so they had to, you know, check for rabies, so.
And they can't do that unless they kill it?
I guess not.
Okay. I'm not against this.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
so how old are you?
I don't think you would want... I'm 23. I'll be 23 in 2 months. Woo-woo.
Okay.
Hello. Yep.
And,
I'm excited.
You seem very,
normal.
Yeah, I guess normal.
Not normal, but normal.
You seem very at ease with your predicament, I suppose.
Yeah.
Pretty much nothing you
at
can do about it now.
It.
You know?
Well, I grew up this way. I don't remember actually having two legs. This is all, you know, I've known. And, you know, my parents, my family all treated me the same. It wasn't, oh, Gracie gets treated differently. It's, Gracie, go do your dishes. But I'd be like, I have one leg. I can't do my dishes. Yeah. Gracie, do your dishes.
So you
Gracie,
tried to use this. The leg to your
yeah,
advantage.
I can't. I.
You certainly have no. to try.
Oh, yeah. I use it a lot. But I mean,
so why not go with the... prosthetic leg?
No, I had a prosthetic
question.
Leg.
You do?
I did. Well, I do, and I did all throughout school. And then my sophomore year in high school, I got a staph infection and couldn't wear the leg. And noticed that my jeans would fit better. I could wear high heels. I could wear different shoes. And I was faster on my crutches. And so that's when I just kind of stopped wearing my leg. And I'm pretty difficult fit for how high my amputation is, and I don't have a lot of muscles, or the muscles I do have are real weak, and so to carry around a 20-pound, you know, artificial leg.
So many who have a fake leg might be cut off now down by the knee or
yeah,
something, and you can kind of strap it on there.
If you
But you're cut up by the hip.
Yeah, if you're a below-the-knee amputee, then you're lucky. I mean, like, we say we have knee envy.
What
if you want your knee, I mean, because you can, maybe, if you don't have your knee, then it's
then you're worthless.
No, I'm like not you. Worthless. No, I am a worthless blob. I just mope around.
Your thoughts on the Stars' final game of the season in Minnesota had to be devastating.
Oh, it broke my heart.
How would they lose that game?
Minnesota wasn't there without their best player. I wasn't there.
Their backup goaltender?
I happen to be the Stars' good luck charm. Every game that I went to,
you
Tyler
were there during
I,
like their 5-game losing streak.
When?
At the end of the season, you said you were at
no,
every
okay,
game.
We were like, we would be like 4-0-2. We
so
never
she's
lost.
Trying to use the leg to make everybody say, oh no, you know a lot about sports.
No, my leg, it's a lucky little leg.
Uh-huh.
I call it, well, my short leg, but like rub the nub.
Yeah.
Who wants to rub, you know, like rub oh, Buddha's
you got
leg?
Something in common, Groobs.
Yeah.
You have one of those too.
I don't want to know about that.
Oh,
you will.
I'm glad this computer's blocking that.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop creeping
are you creeped out,
like
out a
that.
Little bit by Groobs?
God.
Are you creeped out by... Are there guys who have the thing like, oh, this is a big turn on, the fact that you are...
Yeah, that creeps me out. But I've never, you know...
You haven't encountered that?
Yeah, and I mean, luckily...
Till today.
Yeah, till today. Thanks. No, I...
She's sincerely
really...
bothered by you. If
well,
that was
no,
your
I'm...
goal.
No, it's okay. He looks like, what's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all need to do y'all's own little thing of Between Two Ferns.
That's a great idea.
And be like, that would be so funny. Do like that. Dude, I'd be on your show.
There you go.
Oh, I'm doing it then.
There you go.
Okay,
I'm telling you tonight. We're talking to Gracie, the hot. Do you mind us calling you the hot one-legged Stars fan?
Or, sure. How are you? My parents are listening, by the way.
Oh, okay. So that's why she's doing all this pretending she doesn't want to date you groups.
Are we seeing a very different?
I don't want to date groups, though. Anyway,
are we hearing a very different Gracie than what you experienced at the old Number 7 Club after the Stars game?
No, she may be a little nervous because of being on such a big, hugely successful radio show.
That's understandable.
But, no, as far as we thought maybe you were inebriated, but you don't even really drink, huh?
Nope.
Because you seem very personable.
Yes.
You were like voted Miss Personality or something in high school?
I was voted senior class clown in high school. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I make balloon animals.
Was that a pity vote because of the leg, or do you feel
it's because I'm funny.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Now, I was very curious with the note you gave
See, the parents listening thing ruins everything.
You think so?
Well, we want to know about her dating life and,
I'm sure they were
not playing along.
She's 23 years old. I'm sure parents realize that she dates.
In 2 months.
Dates?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. In 2 months.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was very curious with the note that you gave Dad with your information on it, and when you drew yourself with the stick figure, it was only one leg.
Yeah.
Now that's the,
That's the class clown coming
out. That's what I
right,
look
is
like
that the whole...
as a stick figure.
But I just...
Because if I drew a stick figure with two legs, you'd be like, I don't think I remember. But the stick figure with one leg just makes it, you know, dead on. Oh, that's the one-legged girl.
All right. That's the, I guess that's the personality coming out.
I usually
don't carry a brown Crayola with me when I draw a stick figure and kind of...
Will Brad Richards be back?
Draw it brown.
I don't know. I hope so. If he wants to meet with me and we can, you know, talk about...
Okay, so Grooves, no. Brad Richards, yes, as far as the dating scene is concerned.
What are you trying to say?
I like Brad Richards.
A little more than Grooves,
Do you find that older guys are more interested in dating you? Because I've always thought
I don't have or haven't had a big dating career, I guess. Would you call it a career?
Okay.
I don't date a lot. I mean, I had one serious boyfriend and... Since then, I've just been single.
Was that in high school?
No, it was in college.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Baylor. Go Bears! Stick 'em Bears! Stick 'em Bears!
Now, did you?
Yeah, is that guy doing it?
Did you break up with him, or did he break up with you?
It was a mutual thing. He lives in Wyoming, up in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Do you feel the leg has been a hindrance in life, or you just don't allow it to be?
With some things, but I don't allow
like
it
track?
To be. Yeah, with track. No, I'm really good at the three-legged race, you know?
Oh, like in the potato sack, right?
I dominate the three-legged race.
Uh-huh.
They made that into a track sport now, by the way.
Okay.
That's a real competitive track sport?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, man.
I think she had the Olympics. Routine, dude.
Man.
I think she was setting up.
She was pulling your leg.
So that's what I do. I like to convince people or put people in awkward situations. What are you doing?
You just put me in an awkward situation. I thought it
making
was...
Making people feel awkward or, like, you know, trying to convince people, like, when I sniff, my short leg twitches. Or if I cough, my short leg will have a spasm.
Do you get drunk quicker?
probably not.
Yeah, how much do you weigh? You probably weigh a good 20 pounds less than you would.
I weigh about, like, 95. No, I don't know. I don't weigh myself.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't... take me just a few beer. I don't know how much it would take to get me drunk, but
interesting.
I don't drink.
But you don't drink.
Nice try,
now
Groove.
Her parents are listening, and
nice
this is all.
Yeah,
yeah, Groove. Yeah, Zach.
And I don't give
in
to peer pressure.
This is the whole facade of my parents are listening, so I don't drink, right?
No.
My parents are listening. I've had one boyfriend in my whole life,
and I'm just playing radio with all this,
right?
I'm really a sweet guy.
He really is.
Okay.
So your thoughts on the future of Mark Crawford.
She sounds convinced.
What?
Your thoughts on the future of Mark Crawford.
I like him. I really do. At the casino night, we talked with him. He's just a real chill, you know, guy. I think maybe I need to run some practices sometimes. I mean, maybe they need to practice with their shirts off. I think that would work a lot better.
Wow.
It's kind of cold out there, though.
She's
really
into the Dallas Stars.
Buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a punctuator right there. All right.
I'm going to be their favorite one-legged fan. Or I could be like their little
mascot. Do you run into a lot of other people who have one leg?
Not Not a whole bunch.
Are there support groups and things like that for
I'm
those?
I'm sure there is. Actually, recently, a bunch of amputees have been Facebook friending me on Facebook. And I don't know where it's coming from or whatever, but...
You're not into that? They're freaks?
It depends. Some, I mean, I don't talk to them. If they try to Facebook chat me, I don't chat with that, you know.
Why not? Why not? They can relate to your situation.
Just because I've heard that there's some creepers out there, you know, like...
Well, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
All the guys who are into that as a fetish. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Because, and hypothetically, guys who have grown really just tired of all the regular, normal ways of having relations, and they need something to spice things up.
Well,
and
I am
a nice fake leg would be perfect, you know? Hypothetically, I've heard of that. Not that I've ever experienced it.
I looked it up online.
Way to go, Dan.
All right, well, thanks for joining us in studio.
Dan, you're a creeper. Peanut butter jelly Thank time. You. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut
butter jelly time. All right, go ahead and dance.
Let's see.
Let's see. Yeah, let's dance.
I'm going to take a picture of you. All right. We're going to put it on Twitter. Peanut butter
jelly. Peanut butter It's a banana.
Go, Gracie. Go, Gracie.
Now, can you stand and dance? Or can you drive? You drive, right?
Yeah, I drive. I'm my right foot. I'm not a good driver.
I'm sorry about that.
You're not a good... Well, you are female, right?
Yeah, but you're a male, so you don't...
You're in my way. Here you go.
Y'all don't know this song? Never. It's on Family Guy. They play it after the Stars
Never heard
game.
It before in my life.
They play it in the... Do you go to the Stars game?
So you're a big Jeff K fan because he's chosen this. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, the DJ.
Do you like What's the Cowboys? Does that get you fired up?
What's the Cowboys?
What's
With
the
little,
Cowboys?
Whatever. The Chili Bowl guy? Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back, again.
Where? When?
Here.
Appearing at Stars Games?
No, near you?
Like a comedian who's got some, gigs in the area.
Yeah, do you have anything to promote? Do you have any upcoming
I want to be on SNL.
You want to
be on
SNL?
I want to be a cast member.
Okay.
And be like, I can do lots of accents. I can do impressions.
Really?
I,
well,
oh,
let's
good.
Hear something.
All right.
So far, you've been sparing us to death. What are you going to...
I've got to get comfortable.
Come on, Dan.
I thought we were old Stars friends. Let's get... hilarious imitation do you do?
I don't know.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Elvis Presley.
No.
Maybe it's Lady better Gaga. She tells us who she imitates instead of we just guess.
No, I don't know.
SNL's going to love you.
How do you think the SNL...
No.
The audition is going to go great.
It. If someone from SNL is listening and I don't get it, it's maybe Groove,
well,
whatever his face
well,
is
give
called.
Us
You're the one that said you can do impressions.
Yeah, give us an impression.
You
know,
I like impressions.
Lorne Michaels is a big listener.
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not the ones that threw out you can do, imitations.
Sorry we did that.
I thought I wanted to be on SNL.
But that's usually how you're going to get on SNL. You just
Okay, hello, my name is Gracie. Hello. Okay, this is the Australian one, because it's a bit different than the English one. Because it's different. I don't know.
All right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Gracie. There we go.
Is that Lorne Michaels on the hotline? No. Oh, the 40 seconds? No, not yet. My bad.
All right, there's Gracie.
I'll do thank you notes like Jimmy Fallon does.
Gracie, the one... There we go.
The one-legged wonder.
The one-legged wonder. Okay. Here on The Ticket, it's 2:15.